In 2015, City Council received numerous complaints about an adult massage parlor on Wood Street. There was traffic, noise, and late-night activity. This prompted City Council to vote in favor of a moratorium that would permit any similar businesses to open up shop. In a Kicker exclusive, a sex worker in the city voiced his concerns about the moratorium. He says it puts people in the industry at risk. Heather Jarvis is a program coordinator for the only sex worker advocacy program in the province, SHOP. She says the ban takes away sex workers' rights to leave dangerous and discriminatory situations.
So a lot of what we've seen in the aftermath of this moratorium is businesses, massage parlors, that are stuck in their location, stuck even if they are in a larger commercial building with unsupportive or even discriminatory landlords. Businesses that are stuck if a neighboring business or neighboring residents are discriminatory and aggressive towards the workers. They cannot move. They have no leverage to be able to say, you are actually upping our rent or forcing us to take on the majority of these bills, or we're being treated with harassment. We deserve the right to move somewhere safer. They have no ability to do that. So these unforeseen circumstances is what has created a difficult circumstance for sex workers. And sex workers also who have worked in massage parlors and who continue to, many continue to say to us that there's a lack of options. There are only two owners of massage parlors in our city. And sex workers often, like all workers, have more leverage when you have greater options.
Mm-hmm. Jarvis says that despite sex work being unconventional, workers still deserve rights.
A lot of sex workers continue to remind us that, you know, it's why we use the term sex work, a term coined by sex workers, because they wanted the emphasis to be on recognizing their labor and that they deserved labor protections and labor rights, that this was the way that they were getting by, that they were making a means for their livelihood. And so sex workers continue to remind us that when we look at other industries of labor and work, yes, sex work is different, as are many different kinds of work. There are different nuances and considerations and even different risks. But when people who are working in the restaurant industry or people who are working in the entertainment industry have more options, they have more leverage. They can say, this is not a safe working environment for me. I'm going to go somewhere else where my labor is more respected, where I can make a higher wage, where I get better benefits, where I have more ability to decide on my safety when I'm at work. And we have a limit right now.
Concerns about the moratorium have been brought to Hope Jameson's attention since her time running for council. She says the ban was never intended to be permanent.
It would be reconsidered in terms of where within the development regulations it would be a permitted use, and that's exactly what we're doing. So the development regulations will be out in draft form for public consultation, I believe, before the end of this year. And we have looked at a few places where massage parlors will be a permitted use.
Sarah, the sex worker who asked to keep her identity anonymous due to safety concerns, says there's a lack of education in the industry. It's difficult for her to understand what the moratorium is and how it affects her life as a sex worker. Sarah was asked if she'd have anywhere to go if her massage parlor had to shut down because of complaints.
But I never thought about it in the fact that, like, if this closes down, where do I go? I probably would end my career.
For Kicker News, I'm Ashley Shepherd.